Hello, Purdue Northwest colleagues. Welcome back to the next episode of the P&W Pridecast, bringing you the latest internal faculty and staff news. I'm Cale Wilk, Communications Specialist in the Office of Marketing and Communications, and in this episode, we'll visit topics including Fall 2023 enrollment, the growth of study away opportunities, and one professor's research on LGBTQ representation in children's books. P&W's Fall 2023 enrollment figures show steady core enrollment, including notable increases in graduate level and international student enrollment. Although the total number of undergraduate students decreased slightly compared with Fall 2022, total graduate students increased by 5.7% and international students increased 43%. International students at P&W this academic year total 489 and represent 50 different countries. The total is the highest since 2018. As COVID-19 restrictions ease, more students from around the world are again able to take opportunities to attend P&W and further their career aspirations. Multiple graduate program cohorts grew in size, including biological sciences, business administration, computer science, education, nursing, and technology. Graduate-level enrollment is also expected to be supported by new students in pending doctoral and master's-level psychology programs and existing Doctor of Technology and Doctor of Nursing Practice programs. P&W continues to grow as a diverse, welcoming, and inclusive environment. Over 25% of the undergraduate student population self-identifies as Hispanic or Latino, and over 11% as Black or African American. P&W's Honors College also remains the most diverse honors college in Indiana. The college admitted 293 new students this academic year, and the new admits include 124 first-generation students, 171 who self-identify as non-white or multiracial, and 33 who are Indiana 21st Century Scholars. While opportunities for international students to attend P&W have recently increased, so too have the chances for domestic P&W students and faculty to engage abroad and elsewhere in the U.S. through study away programs. P&W study away programs were relaunched during spring 2023 to again provide students with unique experiences of traveling abroad and domestically to apply classroom lessons in new, unfamiliar environments. Guided by faculty mentors, students in the spring journeyed to several locations in Europe. A biological sciences class centered on an interdisciplinary approach of ecology and the history of national parks also went to the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee during the summer. Ramesh Nupani recently joined P&W as a director of international programs and partnerships. In his role, he will help coordinate study away opportunities by facilitating faculty proposals, engaging with P&W students to encourage interest in application, and help rebuild partnerships with other host universities around the world. Prior to coming to P&W, Nupani earned his PhD in Educational Administration and Higher Education at Southern Illinois University, and served as Associate Director of Study Abroad Programs at the university. Studying abroad and earning experiences outside of the classroom is of high interest to many P&W students, and Nupani wants to foster a global mindset for intellectual growth and career outcomes.
It's a living, learning, cultural, academic experience. If you are creating a program, we want those components in there, you know. There should be a component regarding cultural, too. It's a learning curve, you know. What I always say is study abroad is all about, you know, once a student steps into the plane, they are learning different things, okay? Because there might be a people sitting next to them, you know, who are from different countries, different state. And you're learning there, you know, how to be comfortable to travel with a different person from different country or different state, a different town for 14 hours, for 12 hours, you know. You're learning there something. You're adjusting with your environment. It's not only about tourist visit, you know, it's not tourist visits, not vacations, but it is all about like learning curve for students, you know.
Faculty interested in submitting study away program proposals should visit pnw.edu/study-away and navigate to the faculty guide to read proposal requirements and deadlines. The priority deadline is October 1st and final deadline is October 15th to submit proposals for 2024 spring and summer study away opportunities. Again, faculty information and more about PNW study away programs can be found at pnw.edu/study-away. A PNW sociology faculty member recently published research that took an extensive look at LGBTQ representation and themes in children's books over a span of almost 50 years. Hubert Eisenecki, associate professor of sociology and student research assistants, conducted a content analysis of 234 English language LGBTQ picture books printed between 1972 and 2018. Eisenecki, using queer theory as the researcher's theoretical foundation, wanted to perform a more expansive look at these books' themes to see what consistent or dominant messages were included and who was represented. In Eisenecki's view, the research results showed encouraging signs, but also areas for constructive critique. He found there was diversity in human characters' races, but an overall majority were white. Among the many characters featured, the majority identified as gay or lesbian, but only 16% had other identifications, such as transgender or genderqueer. A substantial number of the books containing lesbian and gay characters had stories where the characters were secondary or backgrounded and were peripheral to the central themes. Three particularly consistent themes observed included gender nonconformity, gender identity, and family diversity. Eisenecki says that in examining these social artifacts, it produces more important information on how children, parents and guardians, librarians, and educators can facilitate windows or mirrors that provide representation and identification with literary characters. As the research was being conducted, he too observed external attacks in some communities on LGBTQ books in libraries or schools. But he hopes the research can additionally show that these literary works aren't harmful to readers.
I get a sense that people have these kind of imaginations about what these books contain. But my research shows that these books, you know, are pretty benign. They're not pushing any agenda, you know. If anything, you know, it's about family and about essentially, you know, LGBTQ people being just like everybody else and kind of fitting in, right? That they focus on family and domesticity and parenting and family life. So the important takeaway among students is that oftentimes, you know, our perceptions kind of can be misleading, right? Is that in reality, when we actually look, when we systematically examine our social world, the conclusions might be quite different about what's actually going on, rather than sort of going by our instincts and feelings and sort of little snippets of information that we have.
Finally, let's transition into a few faculty, staff, and campus news items. Elizabeth Babcock Depew, Vice Chancellor for Enrollment Management and Student Affairs, is one of 50 higher education professionals nationally selected for the fifth cohort of the Hispanic Association of Colleges and Universities Leadership Academy, La Academia de Liderazgo. The cohort will participate in leadership development activities with an emphasis on those representing emerging and current Hispanic-serving institutions. PNW has been a longtime partner of HACU. Through its HSI office, Latino students are annually sponsored for HACU conferences and networking around the country. Yu Uyang, Associate Professor of Political Science, has co-authored a book with Michael Morgan, McCoy Professor of Political Science at Marietta College in Ohio, titled Talking Tough on U.S. Foreign Policy. The research, just released in August, does an in-depth analysis of how U.S. presidents have used national emergency declarations. The book looks at examples and factors of presidential language choice, executive authority in foreign policy decisions, and patterns of executive branch crisis response and communications. PNW earned several recognitions in the annual 2024 Best Colleges rankings from U.S. News and World Report. PNW is again a top regional university in the Midwest, ranking 33rd among public institutions. It is also again a top performer in social mobility, or how well a university graduates Pell Grant recipients. The School of Engineering ranked 58th among top engineering programs whose highest degree is a master's. The College of Nursing ranked 86th among top undergraduate nursing programs, moving up 49 spots from last year's rankings. PNW also ranked in top undergraduate programs in computer science and for the first time in U.S. News' rankings of top undergraduate psychology programs. PNW Athletics recently announced the addition of its next varsity sport, stunt. Stunt is a fast-growing collegiate sport that involves skills derived from competitive cheerleading. The sport is a head-to-head game between two teams that execute skills in partner stunts, jumps, tumbling, pyramids, tosses, and team routines. The sport is the 21st intercollegiate sport added to Pride Athletics, and competition is expected to begin during the 2024-25 athletic season. Nominations are open for the 2024 PNW Alumni Hall of Fame class. The PNW Alumni Hall of Fame honors distinguished graduates from any time in the 77-year history of the university's campuses. PNW seeks nominations of alumni who are high-achieving leaders in their fields, involved members of their community, and those who have engaged with PNW well beyond their time as students. To submit a nomination, visit pnw.edu/hall-of-fame and complete the Qualtrics form. Nomination criteria can also be found at that link. Nominations will be accepted through November 15th. The next class is expected to be announced in December 2023 and inducted in April 2024. Finally, just a gentle reminder that open enrollment for benefits-eligible employees is coming up in a few weeks. The enrollment system will be open from October 24th through November 7th. The open enrollment and benefits website is open at this time and will serve as your resource for information through the open enrollment period. As a PNW employee, you can go to pnw.edu/human-resources and then navigate over to the benefits tab on the side and then to benefits open enrollment. That's all for this episode. You can catch up on past episodes and share your faculty and staff news with us by visiting pnw.edu/pridecast. I'm Cale Wilk, signing off for now, and I'll reconnect with you again in a few weeks.